This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt and pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I don't know if you heard that. The audio was a little low. MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow was asked. She was on that show with Andy Cohen. You know that show that he has on Watch What's Happening Live? And she was asked... Well, if Donald Trump is president, if you book Donald Trump on your show, what would be your first question? And she says, well, you're going to send me or anybody I know to a camp. I mean, really? Come on. Also, there was a dog and pony show today on the Hill. This hearing about the Russian hacking. I want to go into that as well. And Trump has announced that he is going to pare down the top spy agency. That's right. President-elect Donald Trump, who of course has been a harsh critic of the U.S. intelligence agencies, is now working with top advisors on a plan that would restructure and pare back the nation's top spy agency. The move is prompted by his belief that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has become bloated and politicized, these people say. The planning comes as Mr. Trump has leveled a series of social media attacks in recent months and in the past few days at U.S. intelligence agencies, discussing and dismissing and mocking their assessment that Russia stole emails from John Podesta and provided them to WikiLeaks. Of course, that is probably the biggest fake news story of the year, but the media is treating it as if it is, in fact, legitimate. You know, that's, should we expect anything different? Look, the reality is that, you know, I've heard people in the last few days say, well, I should say, in the mainstream media, and of course, you know, you hear people that are, like, on the street that know absolutely nothing because they get their news from their phone, or, you know, they have to happen to hear a Matt Lauer on the Today Show say something as they're getting ready for work in the background, so they base all their information upon something like that. But the reality is that, you know, I've heard people say that, well, that the intelligence communities are not political at all. Come on, really? I mean, think about it. So this whole agency overhaul, let me just talk about this. This agency overhaul, this because what he's talking about is restructuring the CIA. He wants to cut back on staffing at the Virginia headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and he wants to push more people out into the field posts around the world. Of course, I want you to understand something here, and this is very important. Because, you know, we've heard from the mainstream media, well, you know, places are not politicized. That's a bunch of BS. Everything is politicized. Everything is political. I mean, look, who's running the CIA? John Brennan. That was a political appointee, a political position. Clearly, it's all political. I mean, to say that these heads of agencies are not political creatures or animals is just complete ridiculousness, really. Because, again, today, everybody's freaking out about Trump's picks for his cabinet, right? Everybody's freaking out about all the people that he's picking for cabinet positions, and I can think off the top of my head... Rex Tillerson, right? So if you notice, the outcry right now is, in fact, well, Trump is all these people that he's appointing. They're all bad people. Really? look, the reality is everyone that's appointed to top positions as political. So what the Trump administration is saying is, hey, you know what? We want to pare down these people at the top level, and we want to put more people out on the field. Now, crazy. Now the CIA is not going to like that. CIA hates this. Why? Because again, it threatens the establishment. One thing you have to realize is that every single day that Trump threatens the established norms. And in D.C., that's a nightmare. Every day he does it, every single day. So when he makes it, and this is the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Front page of the Wall Street Journal, the top story, Trump plans spy agency overhaul. And then the second story is battle heats up over push to repeal Obama, to repeal health care law. But the top story, Trump plans spy agency overhaul. That's a huge deal in D.C. Now, like to say that it's not politicized, that these people aren't politicized, because you know you keep that's what the left keeps talking about, and that's what the mainstream media keeps talking about, saying, well, these groups are not political. I mean, the CIA, the intelligence company community, they're not the intelligence community. There's no way that they're political. What are you talking about? They're all political. Remember the IRS targeting conservative groups, the Tea Party people? That was Lois Lerner. Remember that? Everything is political. The media is political. The media, I mean, they are on they're on the team. I mean, they openly advocate a political position. So to say that somehow these people aren't political, it's just ridiculous. So somehow to say that, well, you know, politics isn't going to permeate into the top levels of any governmental agency. What are you kidding me? It's all political. They're all political appointees based on their political beliefs and their ideas. You know, I mean, so you're going to tell me that, you know, none of the people that Donald Trump is appointing, it's none of them are political? I mean, of course they're political. That's what happens when you win. There are winners. There are losers. That's the way the world works. Apparently, that it doesn't work that way in D.C. D.C. is the only place where you can fail up, right? I mean, it's literally the only place where meritocracy is meaningless, because you know, you can basically work your way to these positions based on guess what? Politics. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When you feel down and out.
Edward Woodson Show.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still. Still doing this, Andre? Oh, show. Sure. Yeah. Check it out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it.
They say rap's changed.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Paul calling from the great state of New Jersey. Paul, how are you? Thanks for calling the show and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hello, Edward.
How are you?
Good. Hey, good. Edward, you know, I hope Donald Trump, after he gets his own Praetorian Guard of personal security, instead of relying on the Secret Service, I hope he holds hearings and basically cleans out the CIA. The fact of the matter is 9/11 happened, and it was either intentional with the CIA's approval, so that shows they're criminal, or it was unintentional, and that shows that they were incompetent not to work harder to have the president act to stop it. Further, they lied about the weapons of mass destruction, or supplied purposely incorrect information about the weapons of mass production in Iraq. They've helped ship jihadis and instigate the jihadis in Libya, and when they were done, and if you listen to Josh, Tosh
Ernest?
Plumlee,
right.
He was part of that. He admits how the CIA gave him basically contractor jobs to fly weapons into Syria and fighters into Jordan to stage them for going into Syria. So you can see it's a criminal organization. Another thing is they do is clearly, you know, they go into Afghanistan, and now heroin production and shipments and transport into the Western world is at an all-time high. We have this incredible heroin addiction problem in the United States, and the heroin's cheap and plentiful. And for some reason, the CIA is unable to interdict that or stop that. And so I want them to have hearings on the CIA. I want to know what their black budgets are. You know, I don't think they should be able to set up their private little racket and criminal enterprise where they, through their illegal drug dealing, are funding what new criminal enterprise overseas. And I hope President Trump holds hearings on them.
Paul, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, you know, what's amazing to me is how the left now embraces the CIA and the veracity of whatever they say. Because we know for a fact that the CIA, I mean, the stated mission of the CIA is to disseminate disinformation. I mean, that's what the CIA's trade is, in disseminating disinformation. And not only that, we know for a fact that the CIA for years has been involved in doing what? Destabilizing on other countries, destabilizing elections around the world. So what's amazing to me is just how the left now embraces the CIA, embraces the intelligence community, It's unfathomable to me. It's amazing.
And the left is also embracing the Cold War, too. I mean, now they sound like McCarthyites from the 50s. It's getting surreal. But then sometimes it seems that the right is seeming semi-surreal. But Trump isn't a creature from the standard, you know, Bush establishment.
Correct.
Party. He's more of a, you know, a man of the people and a populist. So.
Right. In fact, I don't think that that Donald Trump really is an ideologue, to your point. I think that he is more of a pragmatist. And also, I don't think, you know, he's not beholden to any of these governmental agencies, and especially the, you know, the CIA and the intelligence community. You know, and further, think about how, like, for instance, Julian Assange. It's amazing how the mainstream media has completely ignored, like, this Julian Assange interview with Sean Hannity. I mean, Julian Assange is saying, hey, listen, it wasn't the Russians. It wasn't a state actor. But yet they dismiss it. But I can remember a few years ago that the left hailed Julian Assange as a hero, but now, of course, you know that he is that he's somewhat helped Trump, or I mean, the perception that he's helped Trump, and that he released those WikiLeaks, those Podesta emails. You know, again, the you know, he's now being vilified by the left. It's the hypocrisy is just it's amazing to me. But you're you're right. Your original point is right in terms of the CIA, and I think Trump is right. And one more hearing I'd like to see. I'd like to see a hearing about Obama and how he helped to try to steer the election in Israel. You won't have a hearing for that, I'm sure.
Well, that doesn't, you know, he's going to steer elections all over the place. At least he's not using terror in this instance. You know, he generally has been using these jihadists to topple Libya, Syria, probably to instigate the situation in Yemen, too, as American bombs and are being found, you know, being used by the Saudis against the Yemenis. And so it's just wholesale slaughter in the vicinity, in the Middle East, by a Nobel Peace Prize winner, ironically. So we're just in a very surreal world of inversion by a leader who himself in his personal life is an invert, in my opinion. And so this is why we've entered in this bizarro land. And maybe that's part of the reason for the appeal of Trump. You know, just a steadfast straight shooter who's not playing this double game of backroom treachery like Obama has. And you know, I argue that Obama is basically supporting ISIS and that the U.S. has, you know, been dragging its feet on fighting ISIS because ISIS is doing exactly what we want and that they make a really nice proxy. And they can't say it. Nobody wants to admit it, you know. But the weapons magically seem to end up in their hands. They hand the weapons off to the Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army, then many of their fighters defect and join ISIS with the weapons. And we've seen this over and over again. So the treachery of the United States, and as this is happening, you know, the Chinese have a saying. It's called the mandate of heaven. You know, that really you have to have the moral high ground to substantiate your government. And that's another element of what, the short-sightedness of these sick cultural Marxists like Obama. It undermines America's good name throughout the world.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it, Paul. I couldn't agree with you more. We live in bizarro world sometimes, I think. And I think that, the Trump election is a response to bizarro world. I think that you're right. You know, people want a straight shooter, and I think that was certainly the appeal. I really appreciate your comments, and, that was, really, really smart, Paul. And so I appreciate you calling the show and listening. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here, 877-317-6432. Think about this for a minute. I mean, consider what has happened since the election. And also, think about what's going on now. There is a hearing going on. I think it's still going on. I'm not sure. As I went to air, it was still going on. There's a hearing with the members of the quote unquote intelligence community. Although that's an oxymoron that resembles to me literally McCarthyism. I mean, it's what's happening now. I mean, it really is bizarro world. Like I said to the last caller, and he raised some really great points. I couldn't have agreed with him more. What we're seeing a modern day McCarthyism or witch hunt or red scare or whatever you want to call it. But the irony is the Democrat Party is really America's new communists. I mean, again, consider what happened since the election. Democrats, who condemned Donald Trump when he suggested he might question the election results if he lost, have aggressively questioned the election results since Hillary Clinton lost. And in the absence of any evidence and overriding state requirements, they demanded recounts in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. In the absence of any evidence, they've blamed Russia for hacking the election in a way that changed the outcome of those critical states. Then they enlisted tearful rock stars and actors to implore the Electoral College electors to vote for their candidate rather than the one that the voters directed them to support. And they call themselves Democrats. This is communism. It's not democracy. Let's look at Mr. Obama. He's got, 3 weeks to go now? He's issued more far-reaching executive orders and supported more destructive policies. The federal land grab in Utah, which, by the way, is the size of Delaware, this land grab. A total abandonment of Israel in the UN. And an unprecedented executive orders for the environment just to make it even more impossible for President Trump to govern. Now, imagine if George W. had done anything like this. The left would be freaking out. But, the media has joined in on this. It's not only cultural Marxism. It's straight up communism. It really is. All right, I'm going to go to the phones right now. I've got Chris calling me from Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Sorry about that. this headline that came out about the Russians, about how Obama shipped the special forces to the Russian border.
Right.
Right. So what's up with that? How come nobody's talking about it?
You know why, Chris.
Did he back down? Did he back down? Did Trump make a phone call?
Yeah,
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, I think at this point, honestly, I think whatever Obama does now, I don't think anybody's paying attention to him, honestly.
Right.
I think that, I think that's what's happened. I think that he has been completely emasculated. I think that people, I think world leaders, I would suspect, Chris, that a lot of world leaders probably don't respect Barack Obama. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that, it's like, dude, he's got no power. It's like, go home, Barack, you're drunk, okay?
Right. Hey, can I make another prediction?
Go ahead.
Everybody's saying he's going to stick around, he's going to dominate in the media, at least the left. He's going to be out there saying stuff. But my prediction is he's going away. Nobody's going to care about anything he says. That's my prediction. My opinion.
Well, you know what, Chris? I think that here's the deal. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to half agree with you, okay? I think that you're right in one sense. I think that nobody's going to care. I think he's going to try, though, because I think he fancies himself as the modern-day leader of the Democrat Party, right? Kind of like the senior statesman like Jimmy Carter was for such a long time.
Well, what a joke, because Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer's got him all day long.
They're
more prominent, right?
I agree. But
he's been the president for 8 years. If anything, he's discredited himself to the point where, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer have way more credibility, in my opinion.
I think he's angling for, he's running for post-election leadership is what he's doing.
In terms of UN.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, in terms of he wants to be that guy, like Jimmy Carter was. He wants to be that older, respected leader of the Democrat Party, and I think he envisions himself that way because he's
I'll modify my opinion a little bit. I think the media has so covered his butt. I think when he's gone, what's going to come out is how much he's hated by so many people that. I think he's going away. I think he's going to disappear.
I think he should. I mean, look, you're there for 8 years. He's probably been able to make a lot of money. Just go away, dude. You know, it's like go play golf. You obviously love to play golf and travel, so just do that. I mean, he's got a great life. So I would just.
Yeah, that's another thing. He's lazy, and all he cares about is playing golf. So there's even more. Why would he care? I don't think he cares.
I totally agree. I think he thinks of his legacy and how he's going to be remembered. But look, that's why he's freaking out about the Obamacare deal, right? He's trying to save the Obamacare deal. Although he didn't even give any kind of proposal to Democrats yesterday when he went up on the Hill. He's just like, hey, do your best.
He's never had any type of substance to submit a one-page memo on a sticky note.
I agree with you, bro. I mean, I'm right
Tell
there with
one
you.
One more thing, too. This sure. CNN lemon guy.
Oh.
Is there any... Oh, my God. After these comments about this guy who got beat up in Chicago, man, can we get rid of this guy?
Please? No, they love him, dude. You know, because, look... You got to remember that all the people at CNN that are in the senior positions, right? I'm talking about management positions, they think just like him, dude. So it's like, that's why.
It's an echo chamber. They're in a bubble.
Right. Exactly. All right. I got to take a break, Chris. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. The madness continues in a moment.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Brian Renbaum from Talk Media News out of Washington. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Ed?
Good, thank you. What's shaking there?
Well, Ed, as I'm sure you're aware, your favorite topic today, the Senate investigation of Russian interference in the election.
Oh man, it's so funny that they continue this and here's the thing, nobody cares, nobody's paying attention to it. It's like they're talking to themselves completely. There's absolutely no proof that like nobody can come up with anything with any proof of this. In fact, James Clapper today said and here's a quote. What we've learned about the hacking reinforces a high confidence that Russians were responsible. What the hell does that mean? High confidence.
I prefer actually to view this through a different lens. I forgetting the election, I think if there's even the remotest possibility that there was a tiny, tiny influence, we have to consider the fact that that could permeate everything else that Russia could be involved in, you know. Just because, you know, it happened one way this time, who's to say it won't happen differently the next?
Well, here's the thing, Brian. I mean, look, let's be real here. Everybody hacks, right? We hack, the Russians hack, the Chinese hack, the Israelis hack. I mean, everybody hacks everybody. I mean, one of the things we learned with the, for instance, with the NSA revelations with the Edward Snowden stuff, is how we were, for instance, we were hacking Germans, the German government. So this happens. I mean, there are 14-year-olds right now hacking people, right? I mean, so what? Everybody hacks. I mean, we're all hacking. That's part of our everyday life. This is what I would like to ask. Why isn't there an investigation going on right now? Looking into how Barack Obama spent money, taxpayer dollars, to, for instance, try to influence the Israeli election. Why are we looking into that?
That's an excellent question. I'm not aware that he spent taxpayer money, although I am aware that he certainly you know, allegedly dispatched surrogates to try to make sure that Netanyahu would not be reelected.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, he sent Axelrod over there. But let me just tell you, there's an organization called One Voice that sent $350,000 ostensibly to support the group's efforts to back the Israeli-Palestinian peace settlement negotiation. And One Voice also used money to build a voter database, train activists, and hire a political consulting firm with ties to President Obama. So I'd like to see an investigation on that. What do you think of that?
I think that U.S.-Israeli relations are going to drastically improve under the Trump administration. I think we're actually...
You think?
You know, as we discussed last week, you know, I think we're already starting to see signs of that, you know, with the president-elect's tweet regarding the U.N. resolution.
Right. I think that, you know, this issue, look, let's be honest, this issue's been going on, and they've been trying to resurrect this issue since the summer. I mean, remember, we heard about, this was first exposed right before the Democrat convention in Philadelphia. We knew that there was hacking going on. I mean, look, you have to just assume that there's hacking going on all the time. Why aren't people, for instance, questioning the Obama administration and why our cybersecurity sucks? What is
well, that? That's another issue that certainly you know needs to be addressed.
Clearly, I mean, the fact is that did the Russians cause Hillary to set up her own private server in her home? Did the Russians not go to Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio? I mean. Come on.
I think the blame for losing the election clearly lies with Ms. Clinton. Why I said I prefer to view the investigation through a different prism as not having to do with the election, because I think those broader issues of Russian breaches that should be explored.
Well, look, if you want to talk about, for instance, there's certainly issues regarding hacking. I'm more concerned about, for instance, a foreign entity hacking into our power grid, for instance. Okay, that I'm more concerned about than necessarily them hacking into John Podesta's emails. I mean, really, John Podesta's emails? Who cares?
I think they should broaden the hearing to encompass things that definitely go beyond the election. I think you're right in the sense that the election part is probably, that's going to pay all the political dividends that it already has. I think it's time to start exploring Russia, because Russia, you know, is not an ally of the United States.
Well, they may not be an ally, but I don't think that they're necessarily a threat. I mean, the fact is that, they're a nuclear superpower. We have to deal with them. They're not going anywhere in terms of being on the world stage. And you know what? Russia has indeed been our ally a couple times in the past. So, you know, we allied with Joseph Stalin to defeat the Nazis. We allied with Russia in World War I. So the reality is that we have to deal with Russia. And we have to. And I would much rather deal with Russia in rather than an adversarial position, I'd rather try to have some type of a better relationship maybe than we've had in the past. And I know that a lot of U.S. presidents have tried that. Obviously, Obama tried that with the Russian reset. So I understand that they may be perceived as our enemy, but I don't really think they are our enemy. I think they're just another superpower. So we have to deal with them. We've got to deal with them. And so I'd much rather try to deal with them in a constructive fashion than try to engage them in World War III. I don't know.
No. And I certainly agree with that premise. And we certainly do have to deal with them. We have to deal with them diplomatically. But I still think that I think most intelligence experts would agree they have to be watched closely.
Yeah, but none of these intelligence experts will come out publicly and say anything. You're getting all these unconfirmed sources. And, dude, let me ask you a question. Do you really trust the CIA?
Do you really trust Vladimir Putin?
That's not the question I'm asking you. I'm asking you, do you trust the CIA? Because that's where this is coming from. It's coming from the CIA. I mean, shouldn't we question the CIA? Because the CIA, the whole point of the CIA is to basically spread disinformation. That's what they do. They're in the business of disinformation, or as I like to call it, lies. So, I mean...
Well, you're right in the sense that intelligence agencies around the world have always been spreading disinformation. I don't think in this case it is disinformation, but as a general...
But how do you know? You don't know that. You don't know that.
No, I don't. I don't have... I can't divine their inner thoughts.
So, no one's come out with any evidence. I mean, even today, Clapper said, oh, we've got high confidence. No, you don't know anything. Nobody has told me anything. You know? You get that. And by the way, the Washington Post keeps putting out these stories, right? Meanwhile, and yeah. I told you this, the Washington Post has a contract with the CIA for $600 million. So.
But if we divorce the election issue from this, would you agree that still Russia should be monitored closely, forgetting the election?
Well, of course. But that's what we do. That's what we do every day. They monitor us. We monitor them. The Israelis monitor us. We monitor these. You know, that's what we do. Anyway, I got to run, Brian. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, we got to take a quick break. The madness, the mayhem, and yes, the manhood returns. ¿Quién es más macho?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.